This is Localization Today, a podcast from Multilingual Media, covering the most relevant daily news in the language industry.
Diverse tongues, uniting nations, multilingual identities, and linguistic nationalism in South Asia, by Jamil Islam Akash. In the diverse region of South Asia, the interaction between languages, multilingual identities, and linguistic nationalism creates a fascinating tapestry. This article delves into the connections between language and cultural integration in the region and explores how language plays a unifying role in bringing nations together. By understanding these dynamics, it uncovers how languages can bridge divides and foster a shared sense of identity among South Asian nations. Understanding linguistic nationalism in South Asia. Linguistic nationalism in South Asia highlights the complex interplay between language, identity, and nationhood. While it can foster a sense of belonging and cultural pride, it also poses challenges regarding inclusivity, minority language preservation, and inter-ethnic relationships. Understanding the historical, socio-political, and cultural factors contributing to linguistic nationalism is crucial for navigating the complexities and promoting harmonious coexistence in the region. By recognizing the diverse linguistic identities and creating inclusive policies, South Asia can strive towards a more inclusive and cohesive society. Defining linguistic nationalism and its implications. Linguistic nationalism refers to the ideology that places significant importance on language as a marker of identity, culture, and nationhood. It asserts the primacy of a particular language and seeks to promote its dominance in various aspects of society, including education, governance, and cultural expressions. It is characterized by a strong attachment and loyalty towards a particular language, often considered a symbol of cultural heritage and social cohesion. Linguistic nationalism can have both positive and negative implications. On one hand, it can foster a sense of pride, preservation, and empowerment among linguistic communities. On the other hand, it can lead to exclusionary practices, marginalization of minority languages, and conflicts arising from language-based identity politics. Historical and socio-political factors contributing to linguistic nationalism. The roots of linguistic nationalism in South Asia can be traced back to historical and socio-political factors. Colonial rule played a significant role in shaping language ideologies and fueling nationalist movements. During the colonial era, European powers' imposition of foreign languages, such as English, led to linguistic marginalization and a growing desire for language-based identity. The struggle for independence from colonial rule further propelled the importance of native languages as symbols of national pride and resistance. Post-colonial nation-building efforts further reinforced the significance of language in defining national identity. Socio-political dynamics, including regional aspirations, ethnic tensions, and power struggles, have also contributed to the rise of linguistic nationalism in the region. Prominent instances of linguistic nationalism in South Asia. South Asia has witnessed several prominent instances of linguistic nationalism. For instance, the language movement in Bangladesh, where Bengali-speaking people fought for recognition of their language, played a crucial role in the country's independence movement. In India, linguistic nationalism was evident during the formation of linguistic states based on language, such as the creation of Andhra Pradesh for Telugu speakers. Similarly, Tamil linguistic nationalism in Sri Lanka has been a significant factor in the country's ethnic conflict. Linguistic diversity and language policies in South Asia. The linguistic diversity in South Asia presents a range of challenges. Controversies often arise surrounding language choices, particularly when perceived as threats to cultural preservation or as privileging certain communities. These controversies reflect the complexities of identity, power dynamics, and historical legacies. Navigating these controversies and fostering dialogue is essential for preserving linguistic diversity while respecting cultural heritage. Policies in South Asia reflect differing perspectives about language. Some argue for a common language to foster communication and integration. In contrast, others advocate for the recognition and support of multiple languages to preserve cultural diversity and identity. Striking a balance between these perspectives is crucial for creating inclusive policies that respect the rights and aspirations of all linguistic communities. Several initiatives have emerged in South Asia with the goal of promoting linguistic harmony and cultural integration. These initiatives actively encourage dialogue and understanding among different linguistic communities. They strive to create platforms where people can come together, share their languages, and celebrate their cultural diversity. Success stories of language-based unity. In pursuing linguistic harmony, certain language policies have successfully fostered inclusivity and cultural preservation. These policies prioritize recognizing and supporting multiple languages, providing equal opportunities for all communities to participate and contribute to society. By embracing linguistic diversity, these policies have facilitated cultural integration, allowing individuals to maintain their linguistic identities while promoting mutual understanding and respect. Several programs and organizations in South Asia are actively engaged in promoting language-based unity. These programs provide platforms for individuals to come together, learn from one another's languages, and build bridges of understanding. One notable initiative is the Language Connect program, which focuses on facilitating language exchange and fostering cultural understanding among diverse linguistic communities. Another organization, United Voices, promotes linguistic harmony through educational initiatives and community engagement. Other organizations support professional translation services online. The power of language. In conclusion, the diverse tongues of South Asia have played a significant role in uniting nations and shaping the region's cultural fabric. The multilingual identities and linguistic nationalism in South Asia have both contributed to a sense of shared heritage and sparked controversies. Recognizing the power of language in fostering connections and cultural understanding is crucial for promoting inclusivity and preserving linguistic diversity. By embracing the richness of multilingualism, including implementing inclusive language policies and supporting programs that foster unity, South Asia can forge a path toward a culturally vibrant society that appreciates its diverse linguistic tapestry. This article was written by Jamiel Islam Akash, an undergraduate university student with a goal to represent Asian culture. He currently works for the MTR and Pixelit groups. Originally published in Multilingual Magazine, Issue 227, April 2024.
Thank you for listening to Localization Today. To subscribe to Multilingual Magazine, go to multilingual.com/subscribe.